Welcome you to the third hour of our May Day edition of Animal World. I'm fresh off the love train. Had a wonderful time. And oh, Nathan all of a sudden turned into a singing dog. It was very, very cool. It's the first time I've gotten to dance with a singing dog. How fun was that? Anyway, this is Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, which means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you're in great shape to stream the show. And, of course, it is May Day. That means it's May 1st today. Flower Day. Pick some flowers. Give them to your neighbors. Send the flowers and love all over the place. And I'm delighted to say that for the first time in 3 years, I look out my window here on May Day and actually see flowers. I can see fuchsias. I can see pansies. I can see my million bells. And I can see hummingbird feeders that are gorgeous with no hummingbirds, because my hummingbirds are busy making babies right now. So they've been kind of nothing, no hummingbirds period for at least it's almost a couple of weeks now, so I expect them to come back with babies soon. Anyway, you can find us on Facebook these days at Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Go and search and find all the great stories and see if you know what's the oldest dog, Guinness Book of World Records. Well, post is up there. It's the first one up there after what's on the show today. So if you want to know the breed and age of the oldest official dog in the world, it's up there. And with a little help, Nathan guessed it earlier in
the
show.
If you don't have Facebook, you can just go to the first hour and we'll talk about it there too.
Yeah, all righty. So I saw the phone. So we now at this time on the first Sunday of the month chat with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. We got Chief Cook and Bottle Washer Laura Cook is with us this morning. All right. Good morning, Laura, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Oh, there you are. It's always good to hear your voice. How the heck are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I think we got some good news in the last hour because we were talking about Animals India and Eileen, and it has nothing to do with animals or Help Animals India. But the one thing I'm remembering most from last hour is she said she heard that we're not going to have a big heat wave here this summer like we did last year and go over 100 degrees. And I sure hope that's the case.
Oh, wow.
I think that, you know, wiped you guys out. It certainly wiped me out. I don't want to do that again. And I was just thinking about getting another air conditioner, a little one or something. But I think maybe I don't have to do that because Eileen said it's not going to get hot. It's not going to have a heat wave like that. So anyway, what's going on now? Traditionally, and I guess, well, let's start with the basics. For anybody that doesn't know what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is, please tell us the basics about what you guys are.
Seattle Dogs does, we do street outreach, meaning we go to all the homeless encampments, RVs, cars, etc., and we provide pet food, supplies, emergency vet care, boarding if someone wants to go to drug treatment or start work, and something else in the middle of there.
Yeah, so Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is just a wonderful program, folks, and they cover all the bases, but it is a lot of work. They provide supplies, and it could be food, could be leashes, could be collars for all the homeless animals, but they also help out the homeless humans as well, and sometimes with tents or sleeping bags or coats or warm clothing, you know, whatever is needed at the time of year, but boy, do they need some help with all of this. Now, Laura, I'm first question, because I'm thinking about today and it being May Day, and you, of course, you're a Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and there have been some issues on May Day in Seattle over the years. I was talking with Nathan in the first hour about the first time the May Day gathering went south and it turned into a protest. I was actually doing the radio show live down in downtown Seattle. But it made me think just now, how long have you been doing Seattle Dogs Homeless Program? How long have you existed?
Oh, boy, since about the beginning of 2014.
Okay. So you haven't been around for the decades of all the problems of May 1st,
right?
But I think there still have been some, you know, not the horrendous protests on May 1st, but since 2014, I think there's been some issues. Are you aware of the being issues for the homeless people and the homeless animals in Seattle on May 1st?
Well, I know that, you know, we've got so many people, you know, like downtown Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. And so when there's been, you know, riots and stuff like
protesting.
That, of course, a lot of the people end up having, well, they get stuck in the middle of it. If they
can't
move, you know, so we haven't heard of anybody getting hurt or anything like that in the middle of it, but
okay.
We always want people to be, you know, as careful as possible.
Right. Now, I wonder, any rumors or anything circulating in your world in a cautionary way about today? Is there anything expected to be a problem down there in your world?
No.
Okay, good. Good. So all right. So let's continue to think good thoughts, and that Seattle will have a peaceful May Day through the rest of the afternoon and evening. Because I think this stuff is it starts in the later afternoon into the evening. So we'll hope it stays calm and peaceful. And I have not heard any predictions of problems. So I'm very encouraged and hopeful that this will be a peaceful May Day in Seattle this year.
Yes.
So what is going on with Seattle Dogs? What's big on what do you need help with these days?
Well, we're having an event today from noon to 3 in Edmonds at the Best Western Plus Edmonds Harbor Inn.
Now wait a minute. So you're in Edmonds today.
Yeah.
And you said
heading there.
Heading there. Okay. It's not noon yet. The event is today from noon to 3 in Edmonds. And what is the location again?
It is 130 West Dayton Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the House of Dogs, they do adoptions for Texas. You know, they pull up a lot of dogs out of Texas and place them for adoption. And they're them along with the hotel, Best Western, invited Seattle Dogs to be there for this event, and hopefully it'll raise some money and bring awareness to some dogs that need adopted.
How wonderful. So that it's at the Best Western Hotel in Edmonds.
Yes, Best Western Plus Edmonds Harbor Inn is what it's called.
Okay, Best Western Plus and Harbor?
Edmonds Harbor Inn.
Edmonds Harbor Inn.
Yeah.
Okay. That all right. So Edmonds Harbor Inn, the Best Western Plus, Edmonds Harbor Inn at 130 West Dayton in Edmonds. And it's sponsored by the House of Dogs organization.
Yes. And if they go onto Facebook, it's HAUS, so House of Dogs. And they have a bunch of raffle tickets for, you know, $2 and some amazing prizes to win. So that's a good thing for people to get involved with.
So Facebook, go to House, HAUS.
Yeah.
On Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. And so during that time, noon to 3 up in Edmonds, at the Harbor Inn, sounds like what there'll be, you're going to have a booth or something representing Seattle Dogs, and you guys will be there to talk to people and get donations and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And probably with the House of Dogs, maybe they would have adoptable dogs there and so forth. Yeah. Or do you know what else is going on?
And we have adoptable dogs. We have four that we'll be having there. Four little chihuahuas and
chihuahuas. I see them all the time. They're very popular and people often want them. So why don't you tell us about the little, you're going to take some chihuahuas up there for adoption, huh?
Yes.
So what do you got?
So we have 3 long-legged chihuahuas and 2 of them are 4 years old and 1 is 8. One of the 4-year-olds has seizures, so we need somebody that, you know, knows about that and is comfortable with dogs that have that type of condition. And
that they can live a wonderful life even though they have seizures, and often that kind of problem can be resolved.
Yeah, and I tell you, it's been a miracle with that dog. But
yeah.
She's doing really, really well, and they're all so sweet and So hopefully we'll...
Well, I'm wondering now, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, you're not a shelter and a rescue, Laura. Okay. So how are you ending up having dogs that need to be rescued that you need to rehome? How are you getting, where do these dogs come from? Are they from homeless people that give up their dogs, or where do these dogs come from?
Right. So we've been doing rescue for a long time, and part of what Seattle Dogs does is provide rescue. A lot of times we have dogs that come in that one of our shelter partners will take on for us. And then other ones we have and carry them ourselves. But that's aside from doing street outreach, we are a foster-based dog rescue. And we end up with them periodically from people that can no longer take them, or people that are abandoned. You know, the animals end up abandoned or abused, and then we get them.
So there you go. Another hat that Laura ends up wearing, and that would be a rescue hat. So even though, I mean, my goodness, I was overwhelmed with taking care of the homeless people and the animals that love them and comfort them and give them something to live for. With all of the work she does there, but she's also out there rescuing dogs at the same time. And it sounds like maybe fostering dogs and all of that. So please, what are you doing this afternoon? Why don't you head up to Edmonds and get to the Best Western Plus Edmonds Harbor Inn from noon to three. House of Dogs will be there. Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. I've got several Chihuahuas at Seattle Dogs Homeless Program will be up there looking for forever homes. And you said you've got an older one at 8 years old or 9 years old?
I have Sadie is eight, and then the girls, Missy and Molly, are both four. And then
Molly go together, or
no? They can be adopted separately.
Okay.
And then Coco is about 14 months old.
And oh wow! So you have a young one too.
Yeah, and she's got the short little legs, and she's just a little spitfire. Very athletic. Wants somebody to play with her all the time.
Oh, I would imagine she'd be a hot little commodity, a 14-month-old Chihuahua. All right, somebody's ears have got to be perking up out there. So know that you can meet this little one. What's that one's name again, Laura?
Coco,
14 months, and she'll be there today.
Yes.
So at the big event, it's at the Best Western Plus Edmonds Harbor Inn, 130 West Dayton Street in Edmonds. And so if your ears just perked up, a little teenage Chihuahua, and sounds like a wonderful opportunity for somebody out there.
Yeah. And,
I would imagine that you get a variety of different breeds that can be. I'm surprised you have all Chihuahuas right now, but is typical? Do you usually get little dogs, big dogs, medium dogs? Does it matter? Yeah. Do you get all kinds?
A lot of times it's Chihuahuas and Pit Bulls, but we do end up with different breeds, and we actually do have a Pit Bull available for adoption. He's been, that poor boy. He's about 8 years old now, and he's been looking for a home for almost 3 years. And it just makes me so sad, because he needs a home with no children and no other animals. You wouldn't think that'd be so hard to find, but it is. We're very blessed to, have an amazing foster for him, but he needs somebody to protect him as well as he wants to protect you. And it's been a very difficult journey, but we don't give up.
That's all right. Well, bless your heart. All right. Well, we need to take care of advertisers here, so we'll do that. And then we will come back one more time with Laura and find out if anything else that she needs or wants to know from us, and we'll give you all the contact information and how you can help. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. From Natasha Venter, our great personal awareness coach and psychic medium communicator. Check her out, angelicclarifications.com, or give her a call for a private reading, 360-770-7486. And check her out on YouTube podcasts on Monday and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty, we are finishing up with Laura Cook from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Seattle taking care of the homeless folks and the animals. And today they are up at a big event up in Edmonds, and I'm encouraging you to get on up there. And I have to say, Nathan, the sun has come out in Bellevue. It's coming out. It's not just all clouds again. There's some blue sky and the sun is starting to poke through. Now, it's not coming out up here, but yay, maybe we are going to have a nice afternoon here and a little sunshine to get out there and play with all the May Day flowers that are around. Anyway, so Laura, you're gonna be this afternoon from noon to three at the Best Western Plus Edmonds Harbor Inn at 130 West Dayton Avenue or West Dayton Street in Edmonds, and the House of Dogs will be there, and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. You can go to Facebook and go to HAUS Huss and get raffle tickets and all kinds of good stuff. But they'll have lots of adoptable dogs and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Laura, they've got four little Chihuahuas that need homes from 14 months up to 8 years old. So a great choice, and it sounds like an adorable little 14 month old teenage Chihuahua. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yes.
That should go like hotcakes. And special needs Pitbull we talked about. At any rate, anything else we need to know about or help that you need, Laura?
Well, we always need financial help, of course, for our ever-growing vet bill. And donations for that can be made in a variety of ways. And one of those is Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. People can even call directly to our vet or go there in person and pay.
And that's Greenwood Animal Hospital, right?
Yes.
That's Greenwood Animal Hospital. And what's their phone number?
206-528-3838.
Okay. And so you can donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program Vet Fund, or you can donate to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. The website is what? SeattleDogs.info?
Yes.
Is that right? And I know, I hopefully you got my emails, but I'm still having trouble. I can make a monthly donation, but I still can't set it up as a regular monthly donation. Yeah. So I know if I can't do it, other people can't do it either.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on because, like, when I look at it, it looks normal.
Right, it looks normal. It just, when you click that, make this a monthly donation, that doesn't happen. And now I actually took the time to sit on the phone and wait and talk to PayPal. And they checked everything out from their end and said it wasn't them, it wasn't me, that actually they said you have to call them so they can help get this monthly donation set up properly. So that's just what I learned. Anyway, you can make a one-time donation anytime. You can go to, paypal.me/206dogs.
Yes.
Or you can just go to Seattle Dogs.info.
Right.
To the Seattle Dogs website, and you can just make the donation through the donation link there. Yeah. But Laura will be working on setting it up so that we can do a regular monthly donation, because otherwise I forget. So I need that option. Anyway, Laura, thank you so much for all the incredible work that you do. I hope you have a fabulous time and a great event this afternoon, and I hope those all chihuahuas get nice forever homes.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you.
And you get
so
some
much.
Love and support. So thank you. Say hi to Amanda for us. And you take good care of yourself. And we will talk to you again. I can't believe it, but we'll talk to you the first Sunday in June.
Yes.
All righty. You take care, Laura. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. Now, I believe that all is scheduled and ready to go here. We are having a little technical difficulty, it would look like. So we are good. All right. So we are going to switch gears here and address the human animal. And that means we're going to talk to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. I have to say, one of my favorite people on the planet and one of my favorite Anandian to talk to, I get blessed with today on this beautiful, well, it's going to be a beautiful sunny May day. And that would be Sita Toko from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Good morning, Sita. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how are you today?
Awake and ready. How are you?
All righty. Well, I am awake and ready too, actually. Did Ananda have a nice service today on this May Day?
We sure did. And as I heard you saying to Nathan, the sun came out during service, so that was a sweet treat.
Oh, so Bothell area, the sun's out already. That means it must be coming towards me. I've still got just clouds, but I'm hoping a little sunshine's going to poke out. So that's nice if the sun was down there. So I know the month of May, we've got some classes coming up that we wanted to talk about. And I can't think of anything better for our listeners to get going here in May. And that would be a practice of meditation, I believe. And don't we have, and yoga, the physical hatha yoga. So I think we have some classes coming up, don't we, for both beginning yoga and meditation?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so where do we want to start?
Oh, I think we should always start with meditation. You know,
yeah.
Swami Kriyananda wrote a book called Meditation for Starters. Was it meditation to begin with or to start with? And I love it because it implies that, you know, it's a book for people who have no experience. But I also love the meaning of what if we, everything we did, we just paused for a moment, or before we made big decisions, we, you know, did meditation for starters. If we started our day that way, you know, wouldn't that be life-changing?
It really is. So how long have you been a meditator?
7.5 years.
Okay, so you were an adult when you started this practice. And I know a lot of people sometimes, you know, have an aversion to meditation because they don't think they can do it, or they don't want to sit still. And did you find it easy to do meditation, and you just sat down and boom, it worked easily for you, or how did it go?
No, it was really hard, and I can't say it's always easy. Even today, during meditation, I was reflecting, Martha, because we had shared before how when I first started meditating, I couldn't sit still past 5 minutes without gripping the bottom of my chair.
You used to hold yourself in the chair.
I did, because, you know, in a group meditation, because, you know, probably not the coolest thing to run out screaming. But, even, you know, knowing I was going to talk to you today, I was kind of struggling toward the end of the half hour meditation today. And I started thinking about that. And I was like, okay, I'm not gripping the chair anymore. And now I have this tool belt of things to do to help me through the restlessness, and just, you know, it's all directional, and, you know, there's a place to begin. And with the classes that we offer, we can be beginners. We don't have to go in and sit still for an hour. We can do 5 minutes, 10 minutes with tools. So we're not just sitting there forcing ourselves to be still or saying, I can't have any thoughts. That's not accurate. So we just kind of relax into it. We have ways to take us there. So it's not through constraint and willpower and muscling our way through. It's through just deeper and deeper layers of relaxation.
If you're out there thinking, no, I just couldn't be a meditator because I can't sit still, or I couldn't focus, or I can't shut my mind down, it would just be too hard, I can't do it. Well, what you need to know is that we've all been through this, you know. It's more unusual than usual to be a natural meditator, that it just comes easy. Okay, most of us have ants in our pants, and have, you know, and it's become a multitasking culture, you know, and we're doing 60 different things at once, and we find it really hard to calm down. But that's learning to be able to still your mind and to calm down and to breathe can be life-changing in terms of the peacefulness and the success in your life. But the good news to know is that if you go to Ananda to do, you know, to learn to meditate, you're going to be instructed by people that have been through the same thing. You know, Sita's, she understands this. You've heard her say, and honestly, I had to hold myself to the chair because I couldn't sit still. So the instructors all know this. And so tools have been developed, as she's saying, that help you do this. And so it is such a supportive environment. And now, after, you know, with COVID and everything, all the classes these days are hybrid. So you can, if you're comfortable and want to come in person, you can, but most of them are streamed or Zoomed online. So you can learn that way too. So there's just is no excuse anymore not to learn how to meditate, because we know how life-changing the process can be. even if you start out with just 5 minutes a day. It does make a difference, doesn't it, Sita?
I can't imagine going back to a life where I didn't meditate. Mm-hmm. And the thing is if you come to meditation because you have anxiety, your anxiety will be decreased. If you come because you're having health challenges, we know through the science tells us that it helps our physical being. If we come because we're reactive or our emotions are running strong, we know that it helps us. And so whatever reason you come to meditation, whatever your inspiration is, you still get all of the benefits. So if you come because you're reactive, you still, chances are, you know, the immune system will be supported. And it's just, you can't go wrong. And the only thing really keeping us from doing it is just saying yes to doing it.
Yeah. And now it's even easier than ever because you don't have to physically go to a class. No, you can do it from your home.
And you're, you can have your jammy bottoms on and your fuzzy rabbit slippers and it'll still be just good.
Don't tell anybody. No, no, I really, I put my pants on today. Well, of course, I can do that anytime. You know, Sita, I actually, this is a deviation. I'm going off on a tangent. But, I mean, I did a show on Christmas Day. Now, this is the first year I did Animal World, which is probably... what was the KVI pet show there? Cause I started on KVI. It's getting close to 30 years, must probably about 28 or something. But that first year I did the show, I actually had to do a live show on Christmas Day. Okay. Well, so I went into the studio in my brand new Christmas flannel pajamas and my friends, my best friends, and you know, Krista Gibson, who did New Spirit Journal. Well, my best friends, Krista and Rhonda, had given me big, fluffy wolf slippers. And if you tweak the nose, they woofed at, you know, they growled at, you know, they woofed, you know, did a woof sound at you. And so I went into the studio in my flannel pajamas and my wolf slippers and did a live show on the air. And I tooted my little wolf slipper nose on the air, but I'll never forget doing that show on Christmas Day in downtown Seattle in my pajamas and slippers. It was quite fun.
See, we gotta make our own fun, and you know, it's life is challenging and it's hard, but how great to like be able to still laugh. I'm looking at a checklist, a to-do list on Reman's desk, and it's a joke list. It says checklist for the day: showered, took vitamins, wore pants, matched my socks, got off the couch, ate a vegetable, did not have cereal for dinner.
Oh, and isn't that true? You know, I don't know about you, Sita, but not all of my pants fit anymore. I need to get back into, you know, more exercise and movement and all that sort of thing. So, well, that we'll get to that when we get to the yoga. That can be helpful in trimming one's weight down. But let's finish up because we've got the meditation classes. Well, when are the classes for meditation coming up?
So there's two choices. One is... starts this Tuesday, May 3rd, and it's an evening class. Mm-hmm. It's called Learn to Meditate, and it's 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. with, you know, Robin Mattis.
Oh, yeah.
And you can either do it on Zoom, or you can come to the Ananda community in Linwood to do it there.
Oh, okay. So Zoom or Linwood community. And that, and this is a one-time class on May 3rd from four classes. And so 4 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm. Four Tuesdays. Okay. Same time.
So this is a learn to meditate class with Robin. And we all know Robin is great. And no doubt she probably struggled with learning to meditate just like all the rest of us do. So, she will be teaching this, starting this Tuesday evening, May 3rd, 6:30, 7:30. And it goes four Tuesdays in a row. And you can do it in your jammies from home and Zoom, or you can go to the Linwood community. And the best way to sign up for that, Sita, would be, anandawashington.org through the website.
Yeah, you can do it that way. You can call the temple as well. We're open right now.
And what's the number for the Blue Lotus Temple?
425 805-806-3700.
So 425-806-3700. So if you're kind of like me and you want to talk to a human when you register for things, then you call the temple. And they're open now. You can call 425-806-3700. And there's someone on the phones most days during the week, isn't there?
Every day but Monday.
Every day but Monday. Okay. So you can call if you, like I said, if you want a real human to help you sign up for classes, you can do that anytime. But you can also go through Ananda Washington or AnandaWa.org. We'll get you to the website and you can register there as well. Now, so you said there was two choices in meditation. So besides the Learn to Meditate with Robin, is there another choice?
Yeah. So every Tuesday morning, I lead a drop-in meditation group. You don't have to have any experience. You can have experience Tuesday mornings here at the Blue Lotus Meditation Temple in Bothell or on Zoom. It's 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. And, you know, sometimes people say, wow, an hour, do we just meditate for an hour? It's like, no, we do about a half hour guided meditation so everyone can do it. And then, you know, part of the joy of gathering is to share inspiration, to share struggles, and just to, you know, we all need that sense of community. And this is an opportunity to have it as well. And it's by
wonderful. So, and that's it. So every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 at the Blue Lotus Temple, or It's a Zoomed meeting.
Right.
And so that is something you would want to sign up for ahead of time so you get the Zoom link.
Yeah, if you want to get the Zoom link, sign up ahead of time just so we can send it to you. And if you want to come in person, you don't have to register. It's just by donation. Just come on down.
It's a donation, so you can contribute whatever amount you care to do. All right. So that covers our meditation basis. Looks like we also now need to cover the advertising basis, Sita. So we got to take care of advertisers. And then we'll come back. And I think we have some beginning yoga starting, right?
Yay. That's right.
Woohoo! All right, so that's how I'm going to get back in my pants, folks. So anyway, stay right where you are. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we'll find out how we can get some exercise, and that will also help seed us in our spiritual practices. So stay right where you are. More with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, hello, I'm Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we'll be back next week at noon, 9 a.m. as usual, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, because you're going to want to call in next week for free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Sister Linda Rasmussen will be here, too, for bioenergetic synchronization technique, neural energetic rebalancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy codes. And boy, are they both two of the most powerful and gifted healers I know. So definitely join us and call in. And of course, we heard from our premier sound energy healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. She's back at work a couple days a week now and doing remote work. And we'll be scheduling classes and so forth. And she can work with you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center. Phenomenal experience. Or she can work with you remotely. So just give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty, we are heading back to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and Sita is with me. We're chatting all about the meditation classes, beginning meditation coming up, and Sita's regular Tuesday morning meditation class. But then we got to add the physical component, Sita, and do we have some beginning yoga classes coming up too right now this month?
Yes, I'm so happy because we have not been able to do this since before the pandemic began.
So this is a biggie then.
I know, and it's such a fun and great class. It's Ananda Yoga for Beginners. And
it makes a difference because if people are, you know, when you say Ananda yoga is a little different than just your run of the mill Hatha yoga, you know, the physical postures. It is more of a combined spiritual practice with Ananda as well. Anyway, I highly recommend Ananda yoga. I wouldn't do any other way, but that's my advice. So anyway, it's a beginning Ananda yoga.
Yes. And it's 3 weeks and not, you know, 3 Mondays in a row in the evening. And we just have a lot of fun. It's very much so workshop style. And people are just always so relieved when they come because they're like, oh my gosh, I can do yoga. And I didn't have to wear little yoga outfits and be a pretzel. And, you know, it is Hatha yoga and we are using the body and we also use the mind too. So it's very calming and soothing and inspiring, and everyone can do yoga.
Yeah, and you've figured out lots of little ways, you know, for folks, if you think that you can't do this, that's just not true, because really, truly, Sita, anybody can do this. There are ways to adjust the techniques for any physical quirks you might have, but yeah, they figured this out.
Yeah, and I think people would be surprised how accessible yoga actually is. You know, before I came here to Ananda to do yoga, I really honestly did not think I was, in quotes, good at yoga, because I'd be in line at the grocery store and I'd see the cover of the yoga magazines and I'd be like, I don't look like that, you know? And I just thought yoga was really about being flexible and being a pretzel, and I was so relieved to learn that it's not so you can touch your toes. You have open hamstrings and and stuff like that. That doesn't mean you're good. It doesn't mean you're bad either, but we need to kind of get away from defining yoga in terms of I'm good at it because I touch my toes, I'm bad at it because I don't. It's like if we have a body, everybody is a yoga body.
Yeah, and so some people can't stand to do things, so they do it in a chair. Okay, and they can be just as effective for themselves. So there's lots of ways that things can be adjusted. So this beginning Ananda Yoga class is 3 weeks in a row on Monday evening.
On Monday evening. So it starts Monday, May 9th, and then it goes for two more Mondays. It's 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m., and it's at the yoga hall here at Ananda Blue Lotus Meditation Temple. You can also do it by Zoom, though.
Yeah, so see, here's the great news. Kind of the silver lining, I think, with COVID was that it turned all of the classes into hybrid classes, or, you know, for a long time, there was no in-person classes. It was all online and all Zoomed. But that opened up a whole new audience for Ananda and allowed people all over the place to join in. So it ended up being a really good thing, and it's so popular now. They can't let it go away. You have to continue the Zooming as well as the in-person stuff. But that just makes it more accessible to everybody. So
yeah, the only downside on Zoom for the yoga is probably not a good idea to wear your fuzzy bunny slippers. I mean, you could, but probably not very stable for standing.
That's true. But and I also say, you know, the other bonuses to being there in person would be if you're having, you know, trouble with a position or something, when you're there in person, they can actually physically help you with that, you know, or guide you through these things. So that would be the one thing that is a bigger benefit when you're there in person, is because of the personal attention and you're physically in the presence of these instructors. So you can get a little more hands-on work, but it comes through on Zoom just fine.
Yeah, we wouldn't do it otherwise.
And
you know, most of our adjusting is done verbally. We actually are pretty hands-off and really respect people's space, especially now with the, you know, pandemic kind of looming.
You know,
so we're all trained to give verbal cues, and they actually can be more powerful because you kind of learn from the inside out how to adjust rather than, you know, having somebody.
Yeah, I was thinking, remembering my experience in, you know, the first learning the first yoga postures, which of course was in person, and there was hands on, but this was long before the pandemic. So yeah, obviously that would have changed. So thank you for clarifying that. So it looks like we've got some great classes coming up. If you want to learn to meditate, this is the month to do it. And you can take the Learn to Meditate class at Ananda, which begins on May 3rd.
In 2 days.
In two days. And that's from 6:30 to 7:30. And let's see, and that is done. You can do that on Zoom, or you can do it in person at the Ananda community. Now, is this? I'm wondering. Did I get this correct in my notes? Is this a one-time class or is this a series?
It's a 4-week series.
4-week series. That's what I forgot to write down. So this is 4 Tuesday evenings in a row.
Right.
And from 6:30 to 7:30, and it starts this Tuesday evening. So you want to get signed up for that. And then we have the Ananda Learn to Do Ananda Yoga. Beginning yoga will happen then a week from tomorrow. That's May 9th.
And that will be from. What I have to say?
What?
With the Ananda Yoga for Beginners, if you pay, you can bring a friend for free because a lot of people are nervous about taking yoga, and it's so understandable. So sometimes it's funner to do it with a friend. So that's kind of a fun deal.
So if you want a funner time, folks, you can bring a friend for free. That's very cool. So that's for the beginning Ananda Yoga.
Right.
Starting a week from Monday 9th. That's Monday, May 9th, 6:30 to 8. And it will go 3 Mondays. So the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd.
Right.
And if you sign up and pay for yourself to take the class, you can bring a friend for free.
Yeah.
How fun is that? That means two of you can get it for half price, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And the best way to sign up, you can sign up in more than one way. If you're like me and you like to talk to a human, you know, when you sign up for stuff, then you call the Blue Lotus Temple and you can do that. They're closed on Mondays. But other than that, you can call during the day at 425-806-3700. And you could register for both the Learn to Meditate class and the Ananda Yoga for Beginners class. And you also could register for either of these series of classes via the website, which would be Ananda Washington or AnandaWa.org. So I think that covers all the bases. Anything else we need to know about, Sita, before we wrap up?
I would love to share. Somebody in the meditation group, one of the participants, gave me a gift a couple weeks ago, and I love it. It's a t-shirt that says, "I'm sorry for what I said before I meditated."
I love that. I'm sorry for what I said before I meditated. Okay. That means, see, you know, don't just open your big mouth like I do sometimes. Sit, breathe, meditate, then communicate. I'm sorry for what I said before I meditated. Okay, I have to remember that. That's a great gift.
Yeah.
But so, all right. Well, Sita, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to talk to you. And please say hi to me, hi from me for anybody I know that's hanging out with you today. And enjoy. At least we're going to have a dry afternoon, and I hope the sun stays out for you. All righty. So thank you, Sita. Appreciate it. And then, golly, we are done. So that wraps us up for today. And next week is Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen in the house. So call in for your free remote treatments. Nathan, thank you so much. And I love the singing dog. I wonder how can we have the singing dog in the studio next week? I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, we'll be back with you all. Dr. Nels and Linda joining me. Stacy will be in as well. So have a great day. Have a great week. And as I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.